B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, I'm going to start with a Florida man story. I thought that might be a great way to get back into things here at the Preston and Steve Show. A Florida man was arrested for standing naked in his driveway and throwing rocks at passing cars.
Son of a bitch.
Instead of, in case it doesn't snow there, so they got to right, so do that, do right?
Can't go out and have a rock fight.
Deputies. Did you ever rock fight when you were a kid?
No. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, on the pebble
My buddy Brad ended up with stitches in his forehead and the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, deputies were called to a neighborhood Tuesday, and they found Dewey Khan standing naked in the driveway of his home. Deputies said there were multiple witnesses nearby who saw Khan throwing rocks and hitting cars. Khan has been charged with the exposure of sexual organs, according to jail records. That's all that I have on that.
Florida man, Florida man.
Now, police in Oregon arrested a man after he allegedly robbed a donut shop with a hatchet and left with a box of donuts.
All of that trouble for a box of donuts.
And then Steve, he stopped a short distance away to eat one of the donuts. Officers responded to a call to robbery. It was 3:24 a.m. on Saturday.
A hatchet.
While officers were responding to what originally was called a disturbance with an axe, the suspect, identified as Christopher L. James, left the donut shop on foot. Officers found James about a block away eating a donut and holding a pink box from the donut shop.
Give me some donuts or I'll kill you.
James ran.
Like a chocolate glazed blueberry, Chef Tomino's original ones, two Boston creams. There you go!
James ran and was captured about two blocks from where police found him.
It's a very good donut.
No one was injured in the incident, and a hatchet was recovered from the donut shop. He left it there, I guess. Okay.
Why didn't they chase him with a hatchet?
That's a good question. A pulled-over motorist would not stop dancing, even while undergoing field sobriety tests, and later exposed herself to police. At 1:28 a.m. Saturday, the sheriff's deputy pulled over a driver ignoring a stop sign before turning east. The driver, a 28-year-old, handed over her license, saying she believed to have been driving poorly, but the deputy had suspicions of further wrongdoing. Her eyelids were drooping, he said, partially invading her pupils. The deputy wrote in a police report she seemed to be relaxed as her radio was loud and she was dancing in her seat.
Wow.
He said, I detected the odor of an alcoholic beverage emitting from inside the vehicle. She said that she had consumed two shots of liquor while working at Lux Showgirls, a gentleman's club. She did not specify her job at the club. She agreed to exit her car and take field sobriety tests, but she twice interrupted the process. According to the deputy, he said she wanted to dance and sing to a song that she could hear on the loud radio from her car. She even apologized, saying, I just really love this song. While flubbing portions of her heel-to-toe test, she said that she had been distracted by the good music on the car radio.
What's the name of the club she works at?
The Lux Showgirls, with three X's, by the way.
I work in HR.
After the deputy turned off the car radio, he asked if she would take a breath test. She agreed and blew a blood alcohol concentration of 0.204%, more than twice the legal threshold. Now, after the deputy handcuffed a woman and led her into the back of the squad car, she asked if she would be fed at the Peoria County Jail.
Am I going to get food?
She also asked if her incarceration put her at risk for a particular sexual act, but the deputy advised that she could post bond.
I love Funyuns.
During transportation to the jail, she asked the deputy to, quote, take her through a fast food drive-through. The deputy, who found that request odd, drove straight to the jail. Now, at the jail, while the arresting deputy filled out paperwork near the woman, she said, I'm not taking these out. And as the deputy recounted, he said, I looked up from the paper and she had pulled down her top, exposing her breast and pointing toward her nipple rings.
Mm-hmm.
I turned my head away and yelled at her to put her breasts back in her shirt. And I advised her that she cannot expose herself like that inside the facility. She apologized and complied.
I'm very sorry.
She was cited for DUI and disregarding a stop sign, by the way.
What a mess.
Yep. All right, then we'll do one more story. A Manhattan woman claims She was blown off her bicycle by an errant helicopter.
Helicopter knocked her off her bicycle.
Ingrid Weigen was riding along a bike path when the chopper suddenly ascended overhead, she claims. The blades of the helicopter caused a downdraft strong enough to knock her off her ride and onto a wall. The incident left Weigelin hurt, she alleged. Helicopters from West...
Damn you, helicopter!
West 30th Street are supposed to travel over the Hudson River, not the adjacent bike path.
Fly higher!
Helicopter safety has been a recurring issue in the city. She is suing the New Jersey-based Air Pegasus Heliport and its operators for letting the helicopters take off and land with reckless disregard for the safety of others.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Helicopters knocking bicycle riders off their bicycles have got to go.
Weigelin is seeking unspecified damages, by the way.
I'm not putting much stock in that story.
I don't know.
No, I mean that she got blown up for the bike by her helicopter.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, you might be too busy to go to the grocery store, visit your parents, eat a good breakfast, whatever it may be. But one Louisiana man told police he's been too busy to renew his car tags for about 23 years.
23 years.
An officer pulled over a man for an expired license plate that hadn't been renewed since 1997.
I've been meaning to do that for two decades.
It just slipped my mind.
It is the same tags that has been on there since 1997.
God, did I forget that again?
When the officer asked the man why, the driver replied, "Sorry, officer, I've been busy lately and totally forgot to renew my vehicle registration. I'll take care of it as soon as I get home."
I mean, that's what you kind of have to say at that point, right? Yeah. That many years in?
It just got away from me. And then I forgot you even do that.
Louisiana drivers are required to renew their tags every 2 years, by the way. A worker at a McDonald's in New York City was arrested after allegedly smashing a coffee pot filled with hot water on the head of a customer following a dispute at the restaurant's drive-thru window.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Police responded to a 911 call Thursday night at a McDonald's in the Bronx.
Do you want a carafe of hot water with that?
Where they found a man in his 30s with a deep cut in his neck.
Ow!
The McDonald's worker, Imoni Reed, told police that she and the man had a verbal dispute at the drive-thru window and he spit at her. Reed said she then grabbed a coffee pot and struck him with it, causing the cut on the left side of his neck.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
The man was taken to a hospital. He remained in stable condition. Reed was arrested at the restaurant. She was charged with 2 counts of assault, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a weapon.
The notion of smashing a pot over saying, come on.
Yep. A man has been charged after grabbing an officer's genitals on Saturday. Police officers responded to the Factory Bar, 2:30 a.m., for reports of a fight. Once there, officers observed a small group of people arguing outside the bar and tried to talk to them. The group started walking away, and when officers told them they were not free to go, they continued walking and ignored commands to stop. One officer then recognized one of the men in the group who had a small bleeding cut on his head as Jerry Watkins. The officer attempted to grab Watkins' arm, to which he immediately resisted. Other officers intervened and were able to handcuff Watkins, but as they were attempting to place him in the squad car, Watkins grabbed one of the officers in the crotch area. The officer, listen to this, the officer demanded Watkins let go, saying, "He's got my D! Spray him! Spray him! He's got my D!
Kill him! Kill him! Shoot him!"
At that point, another officer deployed his spray, and the defendant let go of the officer.
He's squeezing harder!
Yes, the officer visited the ER. They did not observe any injury. He was advised to follow up with the specialist in the following days. Watkins has been charged with battery to a law enforcement officer, by the way.
I'm a well-respected doctor, and your D is fine.
The woman accused of starting a fatal fire that ripped through an apartment building last Sunday morning had lit a bottle of hand sanitizer on fire and threw it at her girlfriend during a domestic altercation.
Do you know how much in demand that stuff is?
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Yeah. The fire spread from there throughout the upper floors of the building. Police arrested Destiny Waite.
Home wiping my ass with corn cobs.
In the hours after the fire, emergency crews rescued several people from the fire. During a secondary search of the building, firefighters found a victim dead inside. A 50-year-old named Jerome Kaiser. Medical examiner classified his death as homicide due to smoke inhalation. Waite is facing a felony murder charge, by the way. Wow. A New York man inadvertently shot his girlfriend while trying to pay for their steakhouse dinner. Police say 19-year-old Anthony Ciccarelli.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to pull out my visa.
Dined with his girlfriend on Thursday evening. He reached into the front pocket of his pants when the bill arrived and his gun discharged. The gunshot hit his girlfriend in the upper leg.
That's my steak-eating gun.
Yeah. Or he did that, they were going to dine and dash. He shot her to distract them.
Hey, look, she's hurt.
Yeah. The couple quickly left to get help. Ciccarelli pulled into a parking lot, and his girlfriend called police requesting medics. She was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Put my cappuccino in a to-go cup.
Ciccarelli was charged with first-degree reckless endangerment and criminal possession of a weapon. This happened in Arizona. A man hiking on Camelback Mountain Saturday morning was hurt when a large boulder fell on his leg.
Wow.
Yeah. The man was visiting from out of state and was enjoying a morning hike on the Chala Trail section.
Oh,
or maybe
that
it's
is
Chala.
A nice boulder.
Chala Trail section of Camelback Mountain when he stopped to let other hikers pass.
That's him yelling.
The man leaned on a boulder as the other hikers passed. He accidentally pulled the 300-pound rock onto himself. He became trapped and had to be freed by a technical rescue team from the Phoenix Fire Department. Special tools commonly used to rescue somebody trapped in a collapsed building or pinned under a vehicle were brought to the scene. Rescuers were then able to free the hiker from the boulder. During the entire operation, they were on the phone with medical advisors to receive specific treatment for somebody that was pinned under a heavy object.
I like that boulder.
The hiker was flown off the mountain and taken to a trauma hospital with extensive lower extremity injuries, by the way. Wow. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.